producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of these said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you bad guys, I'm sure, are listening today. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We just got back from California, and there's much to say about that. But, folks, without further ado, I want to get to the topic, when the government kills. Interestingly enough, as I watched the drone video today, keep in mind, folks, the video was recorded from a drone like that of Benghazi, for them that did not know. As I watched the drone video today of the American federal government, along with some local sheriff thugs who lie and kill, for them that lie and kill, ambush and murder an unarmed Lavoie Finicum. I could not go without equating to what I seen to that of Christ in many ways. Let me go over to Luke 22, 52 through 53, carefully, please. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders, which were come to him, Jesus said, do you come out against me as a thief with swords and staves? When I was with you daily in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour in the power of darkness. Folks, not only have these protesters that have been violated over and over again by this mob, which is foreign to the American government, but they've been refused to be heard of from the authorities that they've entrusted to represent them. When you go to Amendment 1, it says, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And the right to petition government for redress of grievances is the right to make a complaint to or seek the assistance of one government without fear of punishment or reprisals. Not murder in the middle of a highway road. Desolate, might I add. But apparently the American people are at ease knowing that the state-controlled narrative is good enough for them, because after all, they said that the government was justified in the murder of this innocent man. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Eyewitnesses refute official story that his hands were up, which you can see on the video if you'd like to check it out. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch the video for yourself, friends. His hands were up, which you can see on the video, as the truck carrying women was riddled by these murderers called the federal government over 120 times. Unarmed, friends, as well as tear gassed, while continuing to shoot at Lavoie's dead body three more times. As a matter of fact, Lavoie was not tended to by the authorities, friends, for a whole 10 minutes. He was shot in the head. They were ambushed by the federal government. Folks, this all took place while these ranchers were looking for someone to listen to their grievances. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And I want to say this, that if the American people feel that this will just go away without dealing with them that commit such crimes, you are sadly mistaken. These individuals that do the killing for the killers, they're promoted, not demoted. I'm going to bring you over to Ruby Ridge, and if I get time, I'm going to take you over to Waco to show you exactly who's responsible for murder. But first, what I want to do is I want to highlight the fact, because there's a lot of foolish, self-professed Christians and conservatives out there that are saying these people shouldn't have taken over the facility in the first place. They didn't accomplish anything but furthering the libel narrative. And that's exactly what it is, libel. He meant to say liberal, of course. They think that this is some just little mishap that took place, but yet an individual lost his life by being ambushed out in the middle of the highway by the federal government. With the go-ahead from the Democratic governor in the state of Oregon. Hey, folks, let me tell you something, just so you understand clearly as to what's going on. By submitting to this is to submit to that which is foreign to the American Constitution. Is it not everybody in this country complaining about the lying media, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, CBS News? But when they tell you that those patriots shouldn't have been there protesting their government for violating the Constitution, for some reason they shouldn't have been there. No, that is the definition of patriotism, friends, is to uphold dying laws against corruption. Just because they say they're the government, friends, doesn't mean that they are. And how many times does this government have to lie to you, steal from you, even kill their own citizens before you finally figure out that, again, this is foreign to the American Constitution? Those that killed Lavoie need to be held accountable for their crimes against him and his family. And America, I want to remind you of one thing as well. You need to understand that this has everything to do with you as individuals. Because they target whoever they want to target at will to try to set the precedent to show you they can do whatever they want to do regardless if it's lawful or unlawful. You need to wake up, America. You need to wake up. Lavoie Finicum was shot down through an ambush through the federal government, and that's exactly what happened. You can watch the videos. And interestingly enough, they had eyes on those protesters every step of the way. Every step of the way. And you think they would be worried about domestic terrorism. Man, it's amazing how this works. Whatever works for the government, it seems justifiable in the sight of the American people. Who love their freedom so much, they're willing to let someone else die for it and then justify the government concerning the crimes against this innocent individuals. And it sickens me to the core. You are sick, America. You are sick to the very core. To believe that the government can ambush individuals and innocent protesters that are looking for someone that represents them to listen to their grievances, and it's okay for the government to shoot them down in the middle of the highway, that's justifiable? This was murder. In America, the video's out there. The video's out there for you to examine for yourself, and there's not one individual, not even those that are guilty of committing the act of murder, that can justify the murder of Lavoie Finicum. Not a one. Folks, we're going to come back, and I'm going to highlight exactly what the state-controlled narrative was doing to lead you away and to divert you away from the Clinton Foundation, who took massive payoffs that were promised Hammond's Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russia, along with one-fifth of our uranium ore. I bet you didn't know about that, did you, friends?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Folks, we're talking about the murder of Lavoy Finicum out in Oregon. He was ambushed. They had snipers in the trees. Put a roadblock up. They didn't do it in the light of day, friends. They had to wait for him to get out in the middle of nowhere so they could set their narrative in hopes that you wouldn't see or find out actually or to the actual facts as to what took place. Some of the conservatives are saying, well, they shouldn't have been out there in the first place. No, they have every right in the world to be out there. And I want to say this again, by submitting to this is to submit to that which is foreign to the American Constitution. So what exactly is the reason the ranchers are out there in the first place? Well, this is what you weren't told, America. Again, here is the Clinton Foundation, who took massive payoffs, promised Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russians along with one-fifth of our uranium ore. You didn't hear about that, did you? Nope. As it turns out, there's a lot more to the story behind the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, a whole lot more. And, of course, this is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. As you may know or may not know, Intellum reported on January 4th that Hammond's Ranch and other ranch land surrounding the refuge sit atop a vast swath of precious metals, minerals, and uranium that's heavily desired by not only the federal government, but foreign entities as well. So therefore, friends, if they want the land, they have to criminalize them in the sight of the people so they can begin to land grab. This is what the state-controlled narrative is not sharing with the American people, so that the government is not guilty for the crimes against these innocent protesters. Nothing new under the sun. Same thing happened at Ruby Ridge, until Randy Weaver actually sued the government for $3.1 million. But you never heard about that, America. I'm going to get into the details concerning Ruby Ridge in just a moment here. And the same thing with Waco, David Koresh, the Davidian, that religious whack who did the killing, friends. It wasn't the Davidian branch members. It was the government that did the shooting while they had microphones blaring heavy metal music at the compound along with slaughtered pigs that were being slaughtered squeaking. They blared these noises into the compound. This is your government, America. This is what these people are capable of doing to anybody that dares stand in their way or protest against them. This is un-American government, friends. And these are the people that you've entrusted, America, that continuously lie, steal, and kill. It's not a foreign government. It is foreign to the Constitution of the United States of America. But this is taking place domestically in your backyard. These are the people that are changing law at will, and then they have the audacity to call it legislation as they pit and they gut the pith and marrow of our God-given rights in disguise of something called policy, when in fact policy follows law, not the other way around. But again, friends, as long as the state-controlled narrative tells you they shouldn't have been there in the first place, or Montel Williams says, hey, go ahead and bring forth the hammer, go ahead and shoot and kill those protesters for actually upholding what the Constitution says. And interestingly enough, those that are setting the narrative are not bringing forth the Constitution or the enumerated laws found within. No, of course not. They're just going along to get along, and they're getting away with whatever you let them get away with, friends. That's exactly what's happening there. Well, wait a second. So the Clinton Foundation is taking massive payoffs from foreign government to steal away Hammond's ranch and publicly owned lands by these ranchers. Yep. That's right. But again, friends, you weren't told that. No. Facts are stubborn things, man. The truth is a stumbling block concerning the narrative. We got to make the people, or at least try to convince the people, that we're right in the murder of this innocent man. When government kills. And then they even go further to justify. And though they're caught in lie after lie trying to justify the murder of the innocent Americans who are simply going forth and actually living out the rights that God has bestowed upon them, they want to go ahead and eradicate them. And folks, keep in mind as well, these are the liberals that are trying to disarm you, that are saying there's too much gun violence, yet they commit gun violence at will, and the American people are so blinded as to believe what they say. America is sick. America is sick. I'm sick and tired of violence. I'm sick and tired of the lies that this administration, along with several other administrations that preceded this administration, and the lies they mean to throw on the American people, like it or not. We're right, they're wrong. And it's interesting that we're talking about the Clintons again, because here's Hillary Clinton and her foundation, along with Billy Bobs, who's been busted for Chinagate, committing the act of treason back in the 90s. But again, you weren't told about that. You were just told about Monica Lewinsky. It's diversion, friends. That's all it is. Further after the investigation, more pieces of the puzzle have been put in place. And guess who the characters are that are involved? Well, I'll give you one hint, and it's an individual currently being investigated by the FBI and is also running on the Democratic ticket in hopes of becoming the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham Clinton, of the notorious Clinton crime family, who has 147 dead bodies around that administration, friends, that are documented. Hillary and her foundation are implicated in this dastardly scheme, along with the Russian state nuclear energy corporation, Rosatom, Rosatom, and a few dubious Canadian elites, which were the news gets really bad concerning as they step into it deeper and deeper. At every stride, Rosatom is ranked 2 globally in uranium reserves and number 1 globally for annual uranium extraction. The sheer power, strength, and size of the corporation is undeniable. Rosatom is a major power player in today's world and didn't become that way for no reason. You see, Rosatom was to expand their operations in America and needed a way in So, in 2013, Rosatom acquired a Canadian company named Uranium One as a part of a sinister side deal which involved multiple parties. Ultimately, the deal opened typically secure and closed doors. Of course, the public was not involved, thus allowing the Russians to salt their way into the continental United States as part of a vast, extensive plan to mine uranium ore out of the states like Wyoming and Oregon. And the deal was essentially brokered by, guess who, friends? Hillary Clinton. And was run through the Clinton Foundation using Canadian-backed contributions as a cover-up. With one swoop of a pen, Hillary sold out the American people and one-fifth of America's uranium resources to the Russians, friends. That is treason. In April of 2015, two reporters from the New York Times boldly reported how the plan worked. At the heart of the tale are several men, leaders of the Canadian mining industry, who have been major donors to the charitable endeavors of former President Bill Clinton and his family. Folks, the Clintons are selling you down to the river concerning your foreign enemies, just like Barack Hussein Obama. Members of that group built, financed, and eventually sold off to the Russians a company that would become known as Uranium One. Keep in mind, friends, this is all being done in the light of day. Beyond mines that are among the most lucrative in the world, the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of uranium production capacity in the United States. Do you see why they're so busy trying to get rid of these ranchers as militant anti-government individuals when, in fact, the opposite is true? Since uranium is considered a strategic asset with implications for national security, the deal had to be approved by a committee composed of representatives from a number of United States government agencies. Among the agencies that eventually signed off was the State Department, then headed by Mr. Clinton's wife, Hillary Rodham Clinton. See, they don't want these things to be brought to the light, friends. As the Russians gradually assumed control of Uranium One in three separate transactions from 2009 to 2013, Canadian records show a flow of cash made its way to the Clinton Foundation. Uranium One's chairman used his family foundation to make donations totaling $2.35 million. Those contributions were not publicly disclosed by the Clintons, despite an agreement Ms. Clinton had struck with the Obama White House to publicly identify all donors. Other people with ties to the company made donations as well. Well, wait a second. I thought these ranchers were the ones that were in rebellion towards the law. I thought these ranchers were the ones, as it's been reported, for violating American government, for violating American law. No, friends. Again, the opposite is true. Folks, we're talking about when the government kills. And I want to pull the curtain back, friends, so you can understand who's responsible for exactly what's going on in your country today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information concerning the Clintons and what's going on behind closed doors concerning the Clinton Foundation, who is taking massive payoffs and which promised Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russians, along with one-fifth of our American uranium ore. Friends, sometimes it's like I come in here on a daily basis to tell you something that I know to be true. And yet again, when you go online and you post these articles, you have some people have the audacity to blame the law abider for the corruptions of the government. And the reason they do that is because they love their freedom so much that they're willing to have someone else die for it. I want to highlight this and bring it forth to an end, and then I'm going to take Paul from New Jersey. Now we have Oregon Governor Kate Brown, who stepped in, calling for a swift resolution to the armed occupation of the wildlife refuge. Clearly chilling for the Dems, criminally assisting them with their master plan to sell out every last bit of America's public lands to foreign entities like Uranium One. What's left of the United States Constitution, if not you, America? To give the go-ahead to bring forth a swift resolution from the governor to the armed occupants of the wild refuge to basically put the kibosh down, to commit the act of murder in the face of the American people, and then attempt to set the narrative against the protesters rather than against the Clintons, who are responsible for selling America to their foreign enemies. But America, you already knew that. You already knew that. We got Paul calling from New Jersey. Hello, Paul. How are you, my friend? Paul from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hello. Okay, I cannot hear him. We're going to go on here. Talking about the Clinton Foundation. Folks, I want to jump over quickly as I possibly can, over to Waco. For many Americans, Waco represented the nightmare their governments had become. On February 28, 1993, federal BATF agents arrived at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. They used the pretext that the Davidians failed to pay a small fine, refused to pay a small fine on a minor firearms charge. Apparently, the government believes Christians who own guns are a greater threat than street gangs who turned entire sections of cities into war zones. And instead of knocking on the front door, they jumped out of the back of their truck and stormed the compound, shooting the machine guns at the building, supposedly to arrest leader David Koresh, who quite frequently went jogging outside of the compound and often drove in town to pick up groceries. The government couldn't have easily arrested him without incidents, but they didn't want to, friends. They had to do it in the light of day by creating crimes and then accusing him of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of committing. Benghazi, gun running. Fast and Furious, gun running. Who is responsible for it, friends? Chinagate, giving our secrets away to foreign governments, military secrets concerning Chinagate. Who is guilty of committing the crime, friends? Bill Clinton was. The administration was. But folks, they weren't interested in simply arresting Koresh, David Koresh. They wanted to make a statement. They wanted a confrontation. The Branch Davidians who originally opened the front door to greet them had to slam it shut to save their lives. Several Davidians and BATF agents were injured and killed. The BATF claimed the Davidians shot at them. However, the door showed 13 bullet holes coming from the outside in and none going from the inside out. And keep in mind, friends, if you watch the video, you will also find one of these BATF agents murder three of his own agents on the top floor. That just happened to be Bill Clinton's personal bodyguards. You can watch it all on video. It was not the Davidians, friends. It was the BATF that did the killing, and then they blamed the Davidians for the crimes that they committed. Now, folks, going back to the fact that they found that the door showed 13 bullet holes coming from the outside in and none going from the inside out, this door mysteriously disappeared and has never been found. It's funny how these things happen in almost every given case, isn't it, friends? For 51 days, America watched the puppet politicians and media vilify Koresh and the Davidians as agents of the U.S. government surrounded the compound, cut off power, cut off phone services so the people inside cannot tell their side of the story to the public. You know what the government did, friends? They set up loudspeakers outside the compound and loudly played the sounds of pigs being slaughtered and heavy metal music 24 hours a day. Your government did that. It all ended on April 19, 1993, when Delta Force agents showed up dressed to kill in Gestapo black uniforms. They hopped into their A1 tanks and punched holes into the side of the building. They then flooded the building with nerve gas and apparently started a fire that consumed the building and caused the death of 86 of the men, women, and children inside. That was your government, America. And although the American people were brainwashed to view Koresh as a sexual maniac with dozens of Dave's followers in his hypnotic thrall, the truth was far from the officially endorsed deception. Of course it was. You want to know why people are still talking about the deceptions that took place during Waco, friends? Now you know why. You can watch the videos and you will find out why. I don't have time for that. I'll just believe whatever the state-controlled media has to say about the situation at hand. And then I'll go out and I'll talk to my friends about what the government just told me because they didn't want to be found guilty concerning the crimes against innocent women and children and men. And I'll believe when the state-controlled narrative sets to just blame whoever they want. We'll just go along to get along because we don't want to actually stand up for the Constitution in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us so they could hand over us something called freedom. No, we're the type that we love our freedom so much we're not willing to fight for it. We're going to let someone else do that. And if they die, then what we'll do is we'll try to justify ourselves by agreeing with what the government just got done doing. And that's exactly why judgment is upon this nation. And it sickens me to the core. It sickens me to the core. The government today, friends, is doing what you're letting them get away with. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. And of course I'm talking about corruption. And if there's anybody in there that represents we the people that's actually standing up and fighting for us, there's the state-controlled narrative to demonize and polarize that individual. To make them out to be a lunatic or a Tea Partier or a Christian. Well, I want to tell you something right off the bat. I'm not the type that denies my Maker. And by the grace of God, I'm not going anywhere in Jesus' name. I'm sick of this. Folks, let's jump over to Ruby Ridge real quick. A brief recap. This is Ruby Ridge. But since an entire book could be written about the 1992 tragedy at Ruby Ridge, and many have been, we'll go to the details briefly for those under 30 years of age who may not be familiar with Ruby Ridge. In the early 1990s, for some unknown reason, President Clinton, there he is again, and Attorney General Janet Reno had diverted massive national resources away from foreign threats and inward towards any and all pro-freedom, pro-religious Christian organizations and citizens. As a matter of fact, the two most well-known of the thousands of fatal incidents were Ruby Ridge and, of course, Waco. Randy Weaver, who lives in Iowa today, by the way, was a typical American dad. He had a loving family, including his wife, Vicky, one son named Sam, and three daughters, including a 10-month-old baby. Keep that in mind. It's important. And like millions of other Americans, they were simple people who just wanted to be left alone. The family lived in a beautiful rural Idaho area called Ruby Ridge. And for 18 months, various federal police agencies repeatedly intimidated Randy in an attempt to get to work as an infiltrator for them to spy on the slew of Christian organizations, racial or separatist organizations popping up all over the American Northwest. Interesting. I didn't know that that was government's purpose. Weaver repeatedly declined. He had been to some of the most, well, to the gun shows that they had locally and events out of curiosity, if nothing else. And by the way, Randy Weaver was a law abider and he was a veteran of Vietnam. While he was a typical proud white Christian husband, father, and American, he was simply rubbed the wrong way by those organizations and did not associate with them. And that was probably one of the main reasons the FBI, the BATF, and the U.S. Marshals continued to pursue him as a hired spy. When Weaver continued to refuse, the agents suddenly turned their fury on him and on his family. Are you ready for this, America? This is your government. First, they convinced him to customize a shotgun in a sawed-off shotgun, not illegal, and a typical thing many gun owners do. But federal agents, straining at the gnat while they swallow the camel, federal agents confiscated the gun and determined the barrel was 1/4 inch too short, and thus it's illegal. Whether it really was or wasn't, we'll never know. But Randy Weaver had a history of being a law-abiding citizen, plus the government was watching his every move, and he knew it. Why? I did not know that that was the government's job, to create enemies of the state. After claiming the sawed-off shotgun was too short by 1/4 inch, federal agents sent Randy Weaver a summons to court, but his notice, either on purpose or on accident, included the wrong court date. When Weaver didn't show up, federal authorities went to his home to arrest him. Dozens of federal paramilitary agents, camouflaged and heavily armed, folks, heavily armed, crept through the bushes and trees surrounding the Weaver's home for not showing up to court. Was this planned, friends? Oh, folks, hold on to your seats, friends. We're going to come back. I'm going to get into detail. And I just want to caution you before I do, folks, it's very disturbing.
At
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, go ahead and check out the articles and watch the video of your government killing an unarmed innocent while they riddled the truck with over 120 bullets with women inside. Unarmed, friends. Going to speak to somebody that would listen to their grievances. And they did it out in the middle of the highway where no one could watch. Well, why didn't they do this in the light of day? Why didn't they do this in front of all the cameras, friends? Because they were looking for an excuse to do the things that they just got done doing because they want to send the message that if you dare stand up against us, this is what we're going to do to you. Folks, I just was highlighting Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver's family, when the government was trying to set up Randy Weaver as a spy. And he continuously said to the government agencies that were trying to use him as a spy to infiltrate organizations, namely Christian organizations, he said no. So they had to set him up. Then he was supposed to show up in court with the wrong date on his court papers. Was that planned? Of course it was, friends. They were looking for a reason to go ahead and show the American people what they would do if you dare protest against them. And that's why there's safety in numbers, friends. These guys, going back to Oregon, had every right, and they have every right in the world to do the things that they're doing. They have every right in the world, especially exposing the Clintons for what they're doing by selling uranium that just happened to be on the rancher's land to your foreign enemies, namely the Russians, friends. But they've been doing this since the 90s. America, you know they've been doing this since the 90s. There's no excuse. But going back after Randy Weaver didn't show up in court, you know what they did? After claiming the sawed-off shotgun was too short by a quarter of an inch, federal agents send Randy Weaver a summons to court, but his notice, either on purpose or on accident, included the wrong court date. And when Weaver didn't show up, federal authorities went to his home to arrest him. Dozens of federal paramilitary agents, camouflaged and heavily armed, crept through the bushes and trees surrounding the Weaver home. Wow! Sounds like they knew something the rest of us didn't. The Weaver's dog sensed the agents and sounded the alarm, assuming it was just an unwelcome animal. 14-year-old Sammy Weaver and the dog went out to chase it away. Running ahead through the bush, the dog came upon a U.S. Marshal who shot the dog in the head. Nobody knows what happened next, apparently, except the U.S. Marshal who shot the dog was himself killed and terrified, a 14-year-old Sammy Weaver, who was fatally shot in the back of the head while running back to his dad and his mom. Your government killed a little Sammy Weaver, 14 years old, because he was running back to his dad and his mom because he was afraid. Sammy Weaver was fatally shot in the back while running to his parents. Agents swear the young boy shot the agent, while family and friends believe one of the many gathered agents accidentally shot the marshal through the dense bush. As the stalemate went on, federal agents publicly humiliated the family's dog. They mutilated the family's dog to vent their anger and terrorize the Weavers. FBI sniper Lon Horucci and Dale Monroe took every opportunity to shoot members of the Weaver family. Randy's friend Kevin Harris just happened to be visiting on that fateful day, and both he and Randy had been each shot at least once by the snipers. Or shot at, I'm sorry. In fact, all male present, including 14-year-old Sammy, had been shot. The only ones not shot yet were the mother, two young daughters, and the newborn baby. Agents admittedly devised a plan to eliminate the person they believed was responsible for the family not to surrender. Mom, Vicki Weaver. As Vicki stood in the doorway of the cabin, unarmed and holding her newborn baby in her arms, Monroe and Horucci carried out their assignment and murdered her, covering the baby and one daughter in their mother's blood. Lon Horucci would go on to drive one of the chemical weapons spewing tanks that murdered the dozens of children at Waco, Texas, shortly thereafter. And Dale Monroe, as we all just learned, has gone to work for a firearms corporation. Both men have spent the last 20 years standing by their actions and insisting that they would do it again. Just like them that were responsible for murdering millions of people under Adolf Hitler. They said they were just doing their job. No, they weren't. Hey, folks. Vicki Weaver was standing at the door with baby in arms when a sniper shot her dead. This all over a minor infraction, and because Randy didn't show up in court with the wrong date on the papers. When the government kills, and it's not going to stop, because you have too many stupid ignoramuses that don't know the difference between right and wrong when it comes to God's moral law. They fail to remember that God said, thou shalt not kill. But for some reason, the government can kill, and they can get away with it. And they can kill anybody that they want to, and when they do it, that they can even sit there and mock the dead bodies like they did little Sammy Weaver. Or they can go over to Waco and they can kill as many women and children as they want to, and innocent men that they have tagged as enemies of the state because the state-controlled narrative said so. Oh, by the way, just for the record, Randy Weaver successfully sued the United States government for $3.1 million, this being courtesy of Whiteout Press. The government was sued for $3.1 million. How come we never heard about that? Because they didn't want you to know that. Folks, that's why we have so many different media outsources today, because the state-controlled narrative is bought and paid for. It's controlled by the CIA, and people are sick and tired of it. And folks, I want to say this. For those that are sick and tired of it, hold these people accountable for their crimes against we the people. Individual. And it starts with the individual. It starts in your backyard. It starts in your community. Where you see corruption, deal with it. Be that attack dog that bites on and doesn't let go. And then when they come against you, the state-controlled media, then call all your national friends and get it out on the radio. Get it out on the resources that will actually tell the truth and deal with the enemy at hand. There's safety in numbers. And folks, notice how when they do their killing, the numbers are always on the wrong side of the fence concerning we the people, aren't they? Yep. And they would have it so. Now, going back to when the priests and the captains of the temple and the elders came upon Christ and they wanted to crucify him, notice what they did. They did the same thing the government does when they kill. They do it where the people are absent. They usually do it at night, but not in this particular situation with Lavoie Finicum. And everything they do in every step of the way, it's illegal. Luke 22:52-53. And notice what Jesus said. He said, "You come out against me as if I'm a thief, with swords and staves, as if I'm the one violating the law. I'm not violating the law. And by the way, if you were going to do this, why didn't you do this when I was with you daily in the temple in front of everybody?" But notice Scripture tells us that they did nothing to Christ because they were afraid that they would be stoned by the people. I want to tell you this, America. You have that which you need concerning the video, concerning the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And I want to say this, too. I have received several phone calls. "Bradley, will you come out to Oregon? Will you come out to Oregon? Will you come out to Oregon?" If the people in Oregon come together and deal with this governor, and they deal with the representatives, this thug called the sheriff, and federal governments, the people will come, and I will come. I want to let you know that we will come. We know who's violating law. We know what's going on behind the scenes, friends. And this is the information that I shared with you today that they do not want you to have. They don't want you to have the truth. You know what? We're not asking the devil if it's okay to tell the truth on the bad guys. No, we're obeying God and doing just that. And in the process of that, we're enforcing his laws against their crime. Because we want righteousness and peace within our government, which is a reflection of we the people. There was nothing that they did that was lawful, friends. We even had some friends in Oregon that were filming the representatives that were talking about policy and not constitutional law that were actually booed by the people there for standing on the side of the law who should have knew better. And everybody and their dog, cat, and parakeet in Oregon understands exactly why those ranchers are there standing up against corrupt governments. I'm sick and tired of it, and so should you be. And folks, I love God enough to tell you the truth. It's time for us to get this right, because I don't want to see it happen again. But I'll tell you this, I want to see corruption dealt with. It's time for you, Lord, to work, for they have forgotten my law. It's time for you to work in Jesus' name.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.